For this year, we'll cover the material of the Gemara and Tesvav Amud Aleph through Tesvav Amud Beis, stopping with the Mishnah on Tazayin Amud Aleph. We've been discussing up until now the dinim associated with the Mishnah that Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos is either the 1st of Shvat or the 15th of Shvat, and we've determined up until now that with respect to Hilchos Meiser, the determining factor for Ilanos, as we mentioned extensively, is Chanata, the blossoming of the fruit, the emergence of the fruit. And the last sugya that we discussed involved the question of an esrog that was picked around this season on the 1st of Shvat, and there was a question as to whether or not Meiser had to be taken from the second year or from the third year, and the Gemara explained this in different ways, that Rabbi Kiva did both, and for different reasons as to why, either he picked it a year early, or it was really the 15th, according to one view in the Gemara, and that's how we left off the previous sugya. So we are holding on Tesvav Amud Aleph approximately 9 or 10 lines or so down in the Gemara. The again 1, 2, 3 about 10 lines or so in the Gemara. The Gemara reads as follows: Boy mine Rabbi Yochanan mi Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yochanan asked a question from Rabbi Yanai. Esrog Rosh Hashanah Shalom Emasai. When is the Rosh Hashanah Ilanos of an Esrog? So it's almost a strange question. We expect it to be the same thing as any other year. The Gemara says, Amar Le Shvat. Shvat. So just like all other fruits. So Rabbi Yochanan asked the question, Shvat de Chadashim o Shvat de Tekufa? Do you mean Shvat of the monthly cycle, the lunar cycle, or Shvat de Tekufa? We mentioned the Tekufa several times. The Tekufa is the solar season, the year is broken up to four Tekufos, and the Tekufa of Shvat is one of them, and it takes place, it does not align with the Tekufa, with the actual lunar month of Shvat itself. In fact, it's much later than the lunar month of Shvat. We mentioned this before, that the Tekufa of Shvat would not align exactly and would be, in fact, later in the season. So Gemara says, Amar Lei, Rav Yanai says, Dechadoshim. Still in all, despite the fact that the Tekufa of Shvat does not align with the Chodesh of Shvat, we still follow the Shvat of Chadoshim and not the Shvat of the Tekufa. Then the Gemara asks one more question. Boy mine Rav mi Rav Nachman. Rav asks a question of Rav Nachman. Va'amri le Rav Yochanan mi Rav Yanai. Some say Rav Yochanan asks Rav Yanai. Haisa shanamu beres. Let's say you have a leap year. This happens every so often. Mahu, what's the din? So we add a second Adar. So does the Rosh? What's the question? The question is, does the Rosh Hashanah li'ilanos still follow the 1st of Shvat? Or does it now follow the 1st of Adar Aleph? By adding a new Adar, does that take place of Shvat? So Amar le, they answer, Holech Acharov Shanim. We go based on the Rov, and most years are non-leap year years. And therefore, despite the fact that Adar effectively takes the place of Chodesh Shvat for this year's cycle of months, despite that fact, we still treat this year like any other year, and we follow the regular Shvat. So Rashi Deramaskil Shvat Techadashim, it's the second Rashi on the top of Tezvav Amud Aleph. Shvat lechadashim shel levana, that's one side of the lunar cycle. O shvat tekufa, chama b'sof shloshim shel tekufas teves. At the end of tekufas teves, nichnas shvat shel chama. So that's not the same time as the shvat of levana. So the Gemara says no, we follow the shvat of levana. Haisa shana muberas mahu, imasai rosh hashanah shvat. Emasai Rosh Hashanah. When is Rosh Hashanah? Shvat hasamach l'teves. The Shvat that's samach to teves. Or other harishon shu b'makom Shvat. Or other rishon which seems to take the place of Shvat. So we say acharov shanim misha shmo Shvat. We go based on the row of the majority of years. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to go back to discussion of Esrogim. And it's going to recall now some of the different shitos that we mentioned about Chanata for Esrogim. As we mentioned before, all Peros seem to follow Chanata, and except for Esrogim was the debate between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer that Rabbi Gamliel holds Esrogim follow Likita, like Shari Rakos. Rabbi Eliezer say they still follow Chanata. So that's a machlokas Tanayim there. So it's going to affect our ensuing discussion here. We also mentioned that Rabbi Gamliel, despite the fact that he holds we go based on Likita, still says the Rosh Hashanah is Shvat, and it doesn't change even though he holds that it's not like Ilanos insofar as we go based on Likita, not Chanata. So the Gemara elaborates. Amar Rabba, Esrog Bashisha, Shenichnas L'Shvi, it's an Esrog that had Chanata in the sixth year, and it came into the seventh year, and then it had Likita in the seventh year. Shenichnas means it entered the seventh year, but its Chanata took place in the sixth year. P'tura mina Meiser, it's Pater from Meiser. Uptura mina biur, it's pater from biur. Biur is a halacha that biarti hakodesh mina bayis. That when it comes to shmita, you have to remove the peros. Once a certain what the halachos, it's a machlokas rishonim exactly how this applies to the different circumstances. But to keep things simple, once something has been removed from the fields, there's nothing anymore in the fields. You have to get it out of your house. So p'tura mina biur, there's a halacha of biur shvius, and it's also p'tura mina meiser. Why? Because presumably, because shvius is p'tura mina meiser. So it seems like Rabba treats this halacha, this halacha in almost a contradictory way. Because insofar as shvius is concerned, if we say that we go based on Likita, then it should be p'tura mina meiser because it was Likita and shvius, and it should be chayiv in biur. Because it was Likita during Shvius. If we go based on Chanata for Rabba, then the opposite problem exists. I understand it's Pater from Biur because its Chanata took place before Shvius, but there should be a Chiyuv Meiser because only Shvius is Pater from Meiser. So the Gemara will elaborate as to why Rabba seems to have engaged in a contradictory ruling. But Uba Shvius Shenichnas L'Shminis, let's say you have an Esrog that had Chanata during the Shemitah year and then Likita during the eighth year. It's pater for meiser and chayev in biur. Sounds like he treats it for like shvius for everything, or again in a self contradictory way. Sorry, it's insofar as shvius is concerned, it's pater for meiser. That would go based on chanata, but insofar as v'likita is concerned, we say it's chayev in biur because insofar as the other way. It seems like in this case he goes everything based on Chanata, because it's Pater for Meiser, which it makes sense if the Chanata was during Shvius, and it's also Chayev and Biur, if we say the Chanata is Koveya, so therefore the Chanata took place during Shvius, and there's a Chayev Biur. Again, just to explain, Shvius has a Ptur Meiser, because different explanations to why. A simple explanation is everything is Hefker during Shvius, and Hefker is Pater for Meiser, and Shvius is a Chayev Biur, because it has Kedusha. So Rabba, again, seems to have a very unique position here. If an Esrog started off in the sixth year, and it had Chanat in the sixth year, and then had Likita in the seventh year, so we say it's Pater from Meiser, which seems to say that it follows Shvius. It's Pater from Bir, which seems to say that it doesn't follow Shvius. That's difficult. And then if you have a seventh year going into the eighth, so we say it's Pater from Meiser, which seems to say that it follows Shvius. And it's Chayv and Bir, which seems to say that it follows Shvius as well. So Amrle Abaye said to Rabba, he asked, Bishlam Seifa, I understand the Seifa that you're saying in Esrog that went from the seventh year, that Chanat was in the seventh year, and its Likita was in the eighth year. L'chumra, that's a Chumra. Because you're not sure as to whether or not we should go based on Likita, or Chanata or Likita, so we'll say Safik L'chumra, and we'll say that it has a din of Shvius. Ela Resha, P'tur Min Abir Amai. Why do you say it's Pater from Biur? Damrinan Zil Basar Chanata. It's not pshat in the Reisha case from the sixth year to the seventh year that you're going based on Chanata L'Chumra. You're going based on Chanata the whole way. Because if you're going based on a Chumra, then you would say we should be Choshesh, then maybe we go based on Likita, and then we'll be Chayiv in Biur. Must be then the first case from the sixth year going to the seventh year, you say that we go based on Chanata, and therefore, it's Pater from beer because it didn't happen. The chanata took place before Shvius. In which case, ihachi tischayiv b'meiser. There should be chiyuv meiser as well. Because if you really go based on chanata the whole way, then everything really took place in the sixth year. In which case, there's no patur meiser. It wasn't during Shvius. The only justification you can say that's pater from beer is because the chanata took place before Shvius. So that the chanata took place before Shvius. We follow chanata for everything in this case, and therefore it should be chayiv and meiser because no patur Shvius. It didn't happen during Shvius. So Amar Le, Rabbi says no. Yana kol misham shemin bo va'at amris tischayiv v'maaser. Everybody's using it during the seventh year because everybody can pluck it. It's hefker, and you think it should be chayiv v'maaser. So again, this again lends ourselves in a direction. The whole reason for that there should be a patur maaser during Shvius anyway is based on a practical point of hefker. Since everybody can use it, l'maisa there's no reason to be mechayiv it in a meiser. So it's a bit of a chiddush, but basically Rav is saying as follows. Really, I do go based on chanata in the second case, and therefore it's pater from biur, because the chanata took place in the sixth year. So Shvius, the koveya for Shvius is chanata, just like everything else that's peros ha'ilan. Which again fits according to Rabbi Gamliel or according to Rabbi Eliezer. Both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer assume Esrog Shava Le'ilan with respect to Shvius. But the reason why he's willing to be Mekel and say it's also Pater and Meiser, even though it's Chanata took place during the 6 years, because everybody can touch it during Shvius. So therefore, the reason in the case of the 6th year going into the 7th year again, Rabbi says there is a Tur biur, because we say we go based on chanata, and still a patur meiser, because the fact that everyone's using it in the 7th year means that it practically is hefker, and therefore can't be chayav and meiser. But what about the case of the 7th year going into the 8th year? He says patur b'meiser v'chayaves b'biur, because really, he goes based on chanata. I mean, in the havmi of the Gemara, we thought that he was just being machmir, that we're not sure if we go based on chanata or lakita. And since there's a tzad chumra, we'll say we go based on chanata l'chumra, and therefore it should be chayiv and biur. But according to what we're saying now, really Rabba holds it fundamentally goes based on chanata, and therefore it makes sense from the 7th year going into the 8th year. The chanata was in the 7th year, so it's pater for meiser. There's a p'tur shvius and there's a chiyuv biur, except that in the 6th year going into the 7th year case, we have a tzad kula. Okay, that's all Rabba. And then the Gemara brings an arguer. Rav Hamnuna argues. Rav Hamnuna Amar. Rav Hamnuna said no. Bashishis shenichnasas l'shvius la'olam shishis is really treated like shishis for everything. Meaning we don't just say we go based on chanata, but yet we have the kula of a patur meiser because everybody can touch it. No, we go based on chanata the whole way, and therefore there's a chiyuv meiser. It's not just a tour from beer. There's also a chiyuv meiser, ubashvius shenichnasas l'shminis, and an esrog bashvius that entered the 8th year. Meaning, its chanata was in the 7th year, and its lakita was in the 8th year. La'olam shvius is also fundamentally we go based on chanata. So Rabba and Rav Hamnuna, they really think shvius goes based on chanata and not lakita, which again follows Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, and the only debate is, what's the din of bashishis shenichnasas l'shvius? According to Rabba, the din of bashishis shenichnasas l'shvius, you kilu burn the candle at both ends, and you have a patur meiser because everybody can touch it, and you have a patur biur because really we go based on chanata. And Rav Hanu says, no, bashishis shenichnasas l'shvius is fundamentally treated as a shishis fruit, and therefore, there's a patur biur because it's not shvius, but also a chiyuv meiser. Okay, it's a bit complicated. Let's go through the Rashi's to explain it a little better. Rashi der Maskil, Amar Rabba. It's about 3 lines. It's about 7 lines down. The Rashi's Amar Rabba esrog bashishis shechanta bashishis, whose chanata, whose blossoming took place during the 6th year. Patur amina meiser. It's patur for meiser. Lekamim mefarish time of the kula milsa. The Gemara is going to explain all the reasons why. So Abai asked the question on Rabba, Amalei Abai Bishlam Masef on the Havmi of the Gemara, where Rabba said if it goes from the 7th into the 8th, Chanat in the 7th and Lakita in the 8th, There's a p'tur meiser nechiyuv biur de ka'amris bashavius and nechnasis lishminis p'tur amina meiser alma naga ba kedusha shvius umechayev laafkura. And you're therefore you're lechiyuv to be mafkir it to have kera p'tur amina meiser. This is again Rashi explaining seemingly that the p'tur meiser by shvius correlates with the fact, or results from the fact, the lechiyuv to be mafker the pri, demashla the azlas ba baser chanata le'in hafker shvius ule'inyin biur nami de ka'amris chayavim beviur. And that sounds like you go based on chanata the whole way, le'in hafker shvius and le'in biur nami. Also, that you say that there's a chiyuv biur kol hach seifa. That's the whole seifa. Af agav disaster le l'resha, even though it seems to contradict what you said in the resha, to ka'amris bashishes shenichnes l'shviyas p'tur min ha'maiser dehefger hu mishum shviyas amabasar l'kita azlas ba li'in shviyas. Sounds like you go based on the kita and the resha. Di lav shviyas naga ba lo havi miftara. Because if not for the fact there were shviyas, there would be no p'tur anyways. Why? Lo havi miftara dehefger ad shviyas. Because Rashi repeats this yisod, this is not agreed to by everybody, but it's an important yisod of Rashi. He holds stark that the hefker of shvius creates the p'tur meiser. That's Rashi's shita here. Again, the Rashi fundamentally thinks that what results in the p'tur meiser from shvius is the din hefker that's associated with shvius as well. And he brings a raya from the Mechilta. Af adam potter, just as a chaya eats during any time and there's no chi of meiser, so to an adam. So since this seems to be a contradiction in what you're saying, then the seifa you're going based on chanata for everything, and the resha you're burning the candle both ends, you're going based on chanata with respect to the p'tur biur and lakita with respect to the chi of shvius, and that's why there's a p'tur shvius as well. So he says lo havi kashli damina. I just say svuki misafkalach, you're besafik. Yazlina be'esrog baser chanata le'in shvius or baser lekita kimo be'meiser. Just like you go based on lekita for meiser, which itself is a debate that we mentioned before. The azlis lechumra the shvius to araisa he v'sfeka to araisa lechumra. You're being machmir al atzah that we hold that we go based on chanata. Is a chiyuv biur so sfeka to araisa lechumra be'al areisha the sayamta ba p'tur min abiur de kulahu. How can we make on the reisha? Amai, damrinan, what's the rationale? You would say, zil basar chanata. We go based on chanata. Ashminan lan ba, delo misafkalach. Sounds like you're not mistafik at all. Umaskana duresh of the kula seifa chataimahu. It's all based on one rationale. Tipshita lach de basar chanata as linan, and that's why you hold this a p'tur beer from the sixth year case. Ihachi delo misafka, velo naga shvis, pe'esrog bashishis. So if you're not besafik at all in the sixth year case, so tischai v'baiser delo hafker, it's not hafker at all. So Rabbi says no. Yada kol misham shemin bo nihi delo mechayev laafkure delo naga b'shvius. You're right. There's no chi of hafker because there's no shvius on it. Miu kol sados upardesos hafker hein b'shvius. But l'maisa there's a haf. It's going to be hafker in the seventh year. The ain esrog zan nishmar balavado. There's no way to guard this esrog from everybody touching it. Va'karcho hakol misham shemibo v'hafker potter mina meiser. So effectively, it has a p'tur meiser anyway. But Rav Hanuna argues. Rav Hanuna amar no la olam shishis chayev b'meiser. They came in the shvius lo nagaba v'lav hafker de malkahi mishmosh yana kol sheba einu ela gezel. Nobody has any rights to it. Therefore, everybody is touching is just stealing it. Vein hafker kazep p'tur min ha'maaser. That's not a real hafker. It's gezel, and therefore there's no p'tur maaser associated to that. That's a very fundamental point. Rav Hamnuna, they both agree that there's no din hafker fundamentally based on the fact that the chanata happened during the sixth year. And the question is, does the fact of the matter that people are going to steal it or use it or touch it during the seventh year, does that effectively create the effect? Does that create the status of hefker? According to Rabba, yes. And according to Rav Hamnuna, no. Okay, the Gemara asks Akasha on both Rabba and Rav Hamnuna from different views in Tanayim in terms of when we should follow Shvius for Esrogim. Again, according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, they mentioned Yadal and Beis, they both follow Chanata. They only have an argument as to whether or not we follow Chanata or Lakita for Meiser. And both Rav and Rav Nuna seem to support the view that we follow Chanata for Meiser as well. Meisi ve Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Esrog ba Shvi'is, Shishis, Shinichneses le Shvi'is, Ptura mina Meiser, Ptura mina Biur. That sounds like Rabba's view, but he doesn't give the explanation of Rabba. He says, She'ein lecha davar shechayiv b'meiser, elim kin gadol b'chiyuv v'nilka b'chiyuv. There's no such thing that has a chiyuv meiser ever in Kol Torah Kula unless it grew during a time of chiyuv and had lakita during a time of chiyuv. So it grew during a time of chiyuv, meaning its chanata took place during the sixth year, but its lakita was b'ptur, the big chiddush of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Okay. But that still follows Rabba's view. Ubashvius shenichnas lishminis p'tur min ha'maiser u'p'tur min ha'biur. Again, p'tur in both. Why she'in l'chadav she'chayev b'biur elin kin gadol b'shvius v'noka b'shvius? Because you're right, it grew during a time of maiser, and therefore, and its lakita was during a time of chiyuv, but that's not going to help you for Rabbi Shimon Yehuda in terms of a chiyuv biur as well. It grew during a time of a chiyuv biur, but its lakita was a time of a p'tur biur. That does not follow Rabba's view, and doesn't follow Rav Hamnuna's view either, because Rabba and Rav Hamnuna agreed in the 7th year to 8th year case that it's pater from Meiser and Chayev Bebir that we treat like Shvius for everything, and the Reisha is going to be difficult for Rav Hamnuna, because according to Rabba that's good, 6th year going to 7th year, burn the candle at both ends, pater from Meiser, pater and Bebir, but according to Rav Hamnuna there should be a Chiyuv of Meiser. So Gemara explains no. Gemara explains this question. Reisha Kashia l'Rav Hamnuna. The Reisha of Rav Shimon ben Yehuda is difficult for Rav Hamnuna. Seifa Kasha bein l'Rabba bein l'Rav Hamnuna. And the Seifa is difficult for both of them. That's difficult. That's difficult for both of them. Because again, the Reisha would say that there's a chiyuv. The Reisha, being difficult for Rav Hamnuna, is saying that the 6th year going to the 7th year has a p'tur on both, but Rav Hamnuna holds there should be a chiyuv meiser. And the 7th year going to the 8th year is difficult for both because there should be a chiyuv biur. So the Gemara says, no, Tanayhi. This whole question is really machlokas Tanayhi. The Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Av Tumos He Mishum Chamishas Kenim, Esrog Acher Lakitaso LeMeiser. We follow Lakita for Meiser, which again is a machlokas from Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Gamliel, we follow Lakita, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, we follow Chanata. Rabbi Senu Nimnu Beusha VeAmru Acher Lakitaso Bein LeMeiser Bein LeShvius. But the Rabbi Senu and Usha say we follow Lakita and Chanata. We follow Lakita for Meiser and for Shvius as well. So there's a chiddush here according to Rabbi Seinu Shebeusha, because they believe not like the aforementioned view of most Tanayim, not like Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Eliezer, who follow Chanata according to both of them for Shvius. Here they follow Lakita for Shvius. So both of these views in Tanayim, Avtomos and Rabbi Seinu Beusha, both follow Lakita for Meiser, which aligns with Rabbi Gamliel, now with Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Seinu Beusha of another Chish, they follow Kita for Shvius too, which aligns with nobody so far in Tanaim. But Rabbi Shimon Yehuda might be that view, and we'll explain as follows. So the problem is, Rabbi Seinu Beusha mentioned Shvius, and Avtomos does not mention Shvius at all. So the Gemara asks, Shvius mandachar shmei? The bottom of Tesvav Adav. This Bryce never mentioned anything from Shvius at all. What's the Shaychus? It's nothing to do with anything. Turn the page Tesvav and the base at the top. Chisuri Mechsev Achiktani. This I have to read the Bryce. It reads as follows. Esrog Achar Lakitaso LeMeiser. Avtomos maintains the view that Esrog follows Lakita for Meiser V'Achar Chanata LeShvius. And we follow Chanata for Shvius, which again fits with Rabba and Rav Hamnuna, and also Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Beusha Achal Kitaso Bein LeMeiser Bein LeShvius. And Rabbi Seinu Beusha argues that we follow Kita for Meiser and for Shvius, which seems to go, we go based on the Kita for everything. Now, according to Rav Hoseinu Ba'usha, in these cases of the 6th year going to the 7th year, we'd follow the Kita, and there'd be a Ptur Meiser and a Chiv of Beer, which doesn't fit with Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda either. And according to Rav Hoseinu Ba'usha, in the case of the 7th year going into the 8th year, we would follow a Kita, there would be a Chiv of Meiser and a Ptur Beer, which again also doesn't fit with Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda. So in summary, there end up being four views in the Tanayim, and Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda is the most radical of them. So it goes like this: Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer both agree they follow Chanata for Shvius, and they argue about Lakita. We follow Chanata for Shvius, and they argue about Lakita for Meiser. Rabbi Gamliel follows Lakita for Meiser, and Rabbi Eliezer does not follow Lakita for Meiser. That's those two views. Then you have Av Tomas Hashita, which says we follow Likita for Meiser and Chanata for Shvius, which that aligns perfectly with Rabban Gamliel's view. Okay. Then you have, and Rabban Rav Hamnuna, they both support the view, which is that majority view in Tanayim, we follow Chanata for Shvius. You have Rabbosteinu Be'usha on the other end of it, that we don't follow Chanata for anything, we follow only Likita, whether for Meiser and for Shvius. So there's really so far three views. Rabbi Eliezer represents one extreme. You follow Chanata for everything. Traditionally, like all other Peros Ha'ilan, whether Shvius, whether Lakita. On the other extreme, Rabbi Hoseinu Ba'usha follow Lakita for everything. The middle view is really Rabbi Gamliel and Avtolmos, that we follow Lakita for Meiser and Chanata for Shvius. And then you have Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who has a big chiddush, which is that whether for Meiser or for Biur, you have to have Lakita and Chanata during the same year. That has to be had a Chanata with a Chi of Meiser and a Lakita with a Chi of Meiser, or a Chanata with a Chi of Biur and a Lakita with a Chi of Biur. So those are four views in Tanoim. And in terms of justifying Rab and Rav Hamnuna, there's no question on them from Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, because they follow the view of Avtomus. And Avtomus is a makar, Beferish, who says, we follow Chanata for Shvius. And yet Rab and Rav Hamnuna still have the debate of the 6th year going to the 7th year case. Do we accept this p'tur of the fact that everyone's going to use it during the 7th year? Is that considered a p'tur hafker according to Rab? Yes. And according to Rav Hamnuna, not. So that's the depth of the sugya here. And we'll go through the Rashis who speak out a lot of these details as well. Let's go back to Rashi on Tesvav Amid Aleph. Dear Maschel Mesi Ve'Rab Shimon Yehuda Omer. Hachi Gar Sinan. This is what the Brisa says. La B'Tosefta. She'in L'cha She'chayev B'Meiser. There's no such thing with the Chiyuv. Meiser, Elim King, Gadol B'Chiyuv, V'Nilka B'Chiyuv, unless it grew B'Chiyuv, and had Lakita B'Chiyuv. Ubesefer Garcinon, and the Sefer also says she'ein l'cha shechay bebiur elin king gadol b'shvius v'nilka b'shvius. This is all Rav Shimon ben Yehuda's view. Bereisha de milsa yaev taima liftura de meiser. The Reisha gives a svara, a reason to pater it from meiser. Lefishotzio michlal sharila anos shalchu ba achar chanata. Because it's different than Shari Lanos, because usually by Shari Lanos we only go based on Chanata. Lefika chuzkak litein tam. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Yehuda was forced to give a new svara, a dvarav, vashmin and kiraba, to aflagav, the lav hefker de malkahu. Even though it's not really going to have hefker, this follows Rabba's svara at least, came in the sof. This is why the Gemara assumed that the Reisha fit with Rabba. Yada kol misham shemim bal, ptura min ha-meiser, de leftura de bir lo itzrich lemichtav taima. With respect to the Ptur Beer, we don't need to give a svara de lo afkemi din shari lanos, does liam babasar chanata. Because, of course, it's a Ptur Beer, we go based on chanata. That's why 6th year going to the 7th year, there's a Ptur Beer, because we go based on chanata. And there's a Ptur Meister, because accepts Rabba's svara, that everyone's going to use it. But v'seifa yaev taima, liftur de beer, to liftur de meister ashmin taima, de lo chaviu chama meister, ankin gadlo bechiv, v'nilka bechiv. But in the Seifa, we have to give an explanation. Because I understand why there's a Ptur Meiser, because it grew B'Ptur, and Lakita was B'Chiyuv. And according to Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, you need the Lakita, the Chanat and Lakita to be in the same plane, the same Chiyuv. But we have to give an explanation for why there's a Patur Biur as well. Because Elim King Gadol B'Shvius V'Nukah B'Shvius, that's a special rule of Rabbi Shimon Yehuda as well. T'chi K'siv, and his explanation, L'vehem Techa V'Lechaya Asher Bar Techa, T'yalfina Minei Biur B'Shvius K'siv B'lo B'Shminis. That this is the source for the Patur Biur, Livham Tchav Lachaya Sharbar Tzecha, Tiakol Tvascha Lachol, that just as they can eat it and be Pater, so can you. That only, and that ends up being the source for the Patur Biur as well, that once it's no longer found in the Sados, once it's no longer found in the fields, you have to get rid of it in the house as well. So that wasn't only said by Shvius, it wasn't said by Shminis. So Seifa, Kasha bein l'Rabba bein l'Rav Hamnuna, Tatarvayu, both of them, Basar Chanata Asli b'Shvius. They both really hold that we go based on Chanata fundamentally. U'bashvius, Shnichnas l'Shminis, Chayavis b'Biur, and the bashvius that goes into Shminis is really Chayav and Biur, Dalo Palagrav Hamnuna Ad Rabba, El l'Bashish Shnichnas l'Shvius. Because they never argued in that case. So no, it's a Machlokas Tanaim, Tanai, Hai Tana Palagalayu. There's a Tana that argues on them, and there's a Tana that supports them. D'Tanya, Hachir Siyam Tosefta Mesecha Shvius, Amr B'Yosi, Av Tumus, Hey Mishum Chamisha Zekeinim, Av Tumus brought testimony from the Chamisha Zekeinim. Esrog Acher Lakita LaMaiser, Esrog follows Lakita for Maiser, Rabbi Seinu Nimno, which follows the view of Rabbi Gamliel that we mentioned before, and Yudalim and Beis. Rabba Seinu Nimnu Usha V'Gamru Esrog Acher Lakita Bein LeMaaser Bein LeShvius. We follow Lakita for Maaser again, for like Rabbi Gamliel, and for Shvius, which is a new view. So Shvius Man Dachar Shmei De Ka'amar De Imnu Allah Rabba Seinu De Amla Ikaman De Palag. Who says Shvius was even part of the conversation, that the Rabba Seinu had to come in and say, must be there's an argument about this. So turn the page, top Rashi Chisur Machzra V'Hachik Tani. The Mishnah is missing words and needs to be, the Bryce is missing text and needs to be explained as well as follows. Amr Yosef Tumus Hey Mishum Chamishas Kainim Esrog Achar Likita Lemaiser Achar Chanata Lishvius, which follows the majority view in Tanaim and the view of Rabbi Gamliel. It's really the view of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Bu'usha Vigamru Esrog Achar Likita Bein Lemaiser Bein Lishvius. But Rabbi Seinu Bu'usha have a chiddush that we follow not Likita, not just not Likita. We follow Kita not just for Meiser, but for Shvius as well. Vachi Perushon, this is what the Braisa means. Esrog Acher Lakita LeMaiser, Lein Chadash V'Yashan, Ulein Shniyah Shnichnas L'Shlishis, all these different rules, Chadash for Yashan, this year to that, not last year, or the Nafkaminas, if it's Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani, I've explained for several Dapim, O Shlishis L'Revius, whether for Meiser, again, Meiser Ani and Meiser Sheni, Vachar Chanata L'Shvius, Bein Lehefker, Bein Lebiur, Kishari La'anos. Or, and it follows Chanata, this is again the first view, like for Shvius, whether for Hefker or Bir, just like Shari Lanos, Uba Shvius Hanichnas Lishminis, therefore Hefkera Hu Ptura Mina Meiser, the Ulian Meiser Bishar Shne Shavua, Azubara Banan, also Lakita, Lagabe Chadash Vyashan, Umeiser Shani, Umeiser Ani, Mishum Darkly Gadol, Akol Hamayim Kierek. This is a big Kiddush, because despite the fact that in general they follow Lakita for Meiser, when it comes to Shvius, Shvius on its own patterns for Meiser. That's what Rashi explains. Uba Shvius hanichnas l'shminis hefkera hu potra mina Meiser. It's hefker patterns it for Meiser. Why? Why do we need to come on to that? The ilu inyam Meiser b'shar shnei shavua azul barabanan azul bas Lakita. Because for the other years of the cycle, they go based on Lakita. Lagabe chadash v'yashan u'meiser sheni u'meiser ani mishum d'darch ligado akol mayim ki yarek. Because it grows on all forms of water, just like yarek, just like vegetables. V'achim mefarish b'shmaitza kamaisa li kiddushin. The first three in Mesechus Kiddushin explains this as well. Av l'shar dvarav shavil ilan basar chanata. But for everything else, we follow chanata, just like shari lanos. V'rabba v'rav hamnuna svira luka avtumus. And Rav and Rav hamnuna follow the view of avtumus. To Omar, Basar Chanata L'Shvius, Hilkach, Bashvius, Shinichas L'Shmius, therefore, Nafkamina L'Halacha, Chayavis B'Biur, because has a din Shvius on its Pater from Meiser, and Chayav and Biur. U'Bashishis HaNichnesis L'Shvius, and Bashishis that goes into Shvius, P'turim Biur, Da'azul Basar Chanata, But they still argue about Maestro. Miflag pligi rabbi v'rav hamnuna b'milsei daf tomus b'ha. And they will have a machlokas with an avtomus. What we have said with respect to the chiyuv of Maestro, Rav Hamnuna Savar came in the Petur min Abiur. Once it's potter from Biur, it has to be chayeves the Maestro. The lav hefker or the malkahu, because no hefker hamelech Hashem does not have a hefker standing on this fruit. Rabbi Savar, no. Sof, yada kol mesham shimimbo, mesham shimbo, lemaisa, everyone's going to use it. Umod avtomus the Petur min Maestro, and therefore avtomus would agree. Okay? Now the Gemara elaborates as well. Itma Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Amri Travayu Esrog Bashishis Shenichnesis Lishviis LeOlam Shishis is treated like Shishis for everything which follows the view of Rav Hamnuna, and therefore there's a Chiyuv of Meiser and there's a Petur Biur. They follow the view of Avtomos within Rav the view of the way Rav Hamnuna would have understood it Avtomos. Ki asa Ravin Amr B'Yochan. Ravin said, came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he said the following b'shem Rav Yochanan: Esrog Bashishis Nichnasis L'Shviis. I feel if it's an Esrog Bashishis that came into the seventh year, Afilu Kizayis, even if it was the size of a Kizayis in the Kik in the sixth year, Vinasis Kikar, and it became a huge Esrog the size of a loaf of bread. Chayavin Aleh Mishum Tevel. There's a chiyuv tevel, meaning if you eat it without being mafresh trumos and maestros, there's a chiyuv maeser. So he follows shishas l'chol advarim, just like the previous mention as well. So the Gemara Rashi explains there maskal la'olam shishas in the middle of tesvav and mabez. Chayeves b'maeser uptura min abir. It's chayev and maeser, and therefore pater min abir and pater min abir, meaning because it's all treated like the sixth year. Afilu kizayis, afilu gadla b'shishis ela ma'at. It grew a little bit during the sixth year. Veruba gadla b'shviis, anshanasis kikar, and most of its growth, the majority of its growth, took place during the seventh year. Still in all, chayavis mishum tevel, debasar chanato azlinam. It goes based on chanato legamrei, and therefore the zechi of tevel means zechi of hafrashas meiser. So Gemara continues about nine lines down in the bottom of Tesvam of the Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. Tana Rabban and the rabbis taught in a brisa. Ilan shechantu peirosav kodem chamisha sar b'shvat. Again, we go based on the general rule of Ilan. Ilan, we know two b'shvat according to Beis Hillel. That's the view of normative halacha we follow is a Rosh Hashanah l'Ilanos, and Ilanos follow Chanata as well, except for Esther, which was the debate that we just mentioned. So Ilan shechantu peirosav kodem chamisha sar b'shvat misas l'shana she'avra. If the Chanat takes place before Tu B'Shvat, the Meister is the previous year. Achar Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, Misashe L'Shana Haba. And if the Chanat takes place after the 15th of Shvat, its Chanat goes based on the coming year. Amar Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Nechemia says, he qualifies this whole rule of the Brisa. Bamid V'Ram Amurim, Be'ilan, She'osa, Shtei V'Rechos B'Shana. A tree that produces two Brechos. Two brechos is like two flocks, two broods, literally. So this language of brechos is difficult. The Gemara says, "Shtei brechos akadaitach." A tree doesn't produce two brechos. This lashon only applies to birds. Trees don't produce broods. Birds do. Ela ema ke'ein shtei brechos. It's like the equivalent of shtei brechos, meaning it produces two crops in a year. So that's how the Gemara explains Rabbi Nechemia's view. But Rabbi Nechemia says, "Aval ilan osa brecha achas, a tree that produces just one crop, one brood, one production every year, like date palms, olive trees, carob trees, afal pishachantu peirosein kolim chamishas rabishvat." Even if the Chanat takes place before the 15th year, misash l'mashana haba, we take ma'aser in the coming year. It's a big chiddush of Rabbi Nechemia. That most we would assume the pashup shot we would have thought is that everything follows Chanata, and therefore if the Chanata is before Tu B'Shvat, we go before Tu B'Shvat. If the Chanata is after Tu B'Shvat, we go after Tu B'Shvat. But no, Rabbi Nechemia is a chiddush that when it comes to things that only have one growth a year, we don't necessarily follow the Chanata alone. if the, we go based on when we go based on the lakita, we go based on when they're actually harvested. If there's two growths, so we go based on chanat. If the chanat is before Tu B'Shvat, we go before Tu B'Shvat. If the chanat is after Tu B'Shvat, we go after Tu B'Shvat. But if there's one growth, Rabbi Nechamia has a view that we go based on that lakita. Big chiddush of Rabbi Nechamia. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nagu Am v'Charuvin k'Rabbi Nechamia. The people have followed the custom of Rabbi Nechemiah with respect to charuvim, with respect to carobs. So that's Rabbi Yochanan said. The Mesorah is actually to follow Rabbi Nechemiah with respect to carobs. Eis v'Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asked against Rabbi Yochanan from the following Mishnah, the Mishnah in Shvi'is Parakei, B'nai Shuach, which are white figs. Rashi quotes Te'ene Chiyurta, white figs. Shviyah Shalahen Shnia Bipnei She'oso Shlishlosh Shanim. This Mishnah says an interesting halacha here, that their Shemitah cycle is in the second year of their growth, because they grow over a period of 3 years. Therefore, if there's chanata in the Shemitah year, they're not ripe, and therefore they can't be picked until the second year. But the point is that it's only binos shuach, but everything else, if it's binos shuach that have this unique halacha that their shna shvius is in the second year of their 3 year growth period, because that's when their real chanata is. But you see from that everything else whose chanata takes place during Shvius, during a regular 1 year growth cycle, we would say we would follow chanata alone. And Rabbi Nechemiah is not correct that we would follow lakita for some things and chanata for other things. If not for the fact that Bino Shuach had this irregular growth cycle, we would follow chanata we would follow the first year as well. So Ishtik, Rabbi Yochanan had nothing to say. Seems to be a strong question against Rabbi Yochanan. So it's not really a problem, because you can say Rabbi Nechemiah argues on the Chachamim. That's why the Gemara says, Amli Rab Abba Kohen Rab Yossi HaKohen. Rab Abba Kohen said to Rab Yossi HaKohen, am I Ishtik? Why did he say anything? Why was he quiet? Le'emalei should have responded, Amina Lach Ana Rabbi Nechemiah, that Amris Li Rabbanan. I follow Rabbi Nechemiah, you're giving me a Mishnah from the Rabbanan. Who cares? I can follow Rabbi Nechemiah if I want to. So Rabbi Yossi HaKohen said, no, that wouldn't have been a good answer for Rabbi Yochanan. Mishnah de Amarle, Shafkis Rabbanan, the Avtu Kareb Nechemiah. You're leaving the Rabban, you're going like Rabbi Nechemiah against the majority. Usually we say Yachiv Rabbim, Halacha Kirabim. So you don't have the right to go on your own and follow Rabbi Nechemiah's view. You have to follow the Rabbanan. So that's why Rabbi Yossi HaKohen justifies Rabbi Yochanan's silence, where he didn't have anything to say. So v'lei malei, but couldn't Rabbi Yochanan said back again, kamina lach nagu v'at amrli yisura. I'm just telling you, people were knowing like Rabbi Nechemiah, and I'm just saying, and you're showing me an isser? And the explanation of this question is that I agree that it's usser. I'm just saying, people were knowing this way. He never went, basically, we're modifying the Pashup Shan of Yochanan. Rav Yochanan didn't mean to say that the correct halacha was to follow Rabbi Nechemiah by Charuvim. I'm just saying that was common practice, but not that that was correct. So why couldn't, that's Rav Avla Cohen's response to Rav Yossi HaKohen, why couldn't Rav Yochanan say that? So no, the Amar Lei, Rav Yossi HaKohen says, because Reish Lakish would have said no. B'makom Yisura, kinagu shav kinam lehu. If it's actually usher, you can't let people keep on doing it. So that's a omission of Rabbi Yochanan for giving musr to the people, that becomes an act of commission. By not telling people that it's usher, you're helping them along in doing it. In which case, you must really then agree with Rabbi Nechemiah, in which case you're against the Rabbanan. So that's why Rabbi Yossi HaKohen says Rabbi Yochanan couldn't respond. V'lei malei, Rabbi Yochanan still should have said, ki aminachan ana meister charuvim derabanan. When did I say that we can follow Rabbi Nechemiah's view? That's by meister charuvim, which is only me derabanan. That's amrisli shviyas daraisa. and you're bringing me a raya from Shvius, which is a din d'oraisa? That's not a question. You're bringing me a raya from Shvius by Bino Shuach, that we treat everything for Chanata for Shvius. But I'm just saying for Meiser, which is Meiser Charuvim, again, following the view that Meiser Haperos is only Midir Rabbanon, there's no question at all, because the whole Tanur Rabbanon that we mentioned before was with respect to Chiyuv Meiser. So Shvius, I understand, Chanata Doraisa, but Meiser can be Lakita Dir Rabbanon. There's no, Meiser Dir Rabbanon can follow Lakita. So there's no question. So Ella, Amar Rabbi Abba Cohen. So Rabbi Abba Cohen says, "Tmehani im hishiva reish lakish l'tshuvazu." I'm not sure. I'd be surprised if, in fact, Reish Lakish asked this kasha, because Reish Lakish's kasha doesn't really make so much sense. Reish Lakish's kasha, which was from a din shvius and not from a chiyuv of meiser. So, em hishiva ha'osva. What do you mean? Is he actually? Unclear if Reish Lakish asked his kasha. Ha'osva, it's clear he asked his kasha. Ela ema, no. Im kibla, Rav Yochanan, im lo kibla. I'd be surprised whether or not Rav Yochanan accepted this question. Because, again, the way the Gemara recorded the story, Reish Lakish asked the kasha, and Rav Yochanan was ishtik, he had nothing to say. So the Gemara is saying, no, I'd be very surprised if, in fact, Rav Yochanan had nothing to say. Because if he had nothing to say, there's an easy answer. The easy answer is, there's a distinction, there's a chiluk between Shvius and Meiser. With respect to Shvius d'Oraisa, from the Raya being Bino Shuach, will follow Chanata. With respect to Meiser, Minchami can follow the view of Lakita if he wants. And therefore the people could, it wasn't just that he had to say that the Am was knowing this way. It could be the fact that people, it was actually the correct halakha to follow Minchami in this circumstance. So let's go through the Rashi's. Rashi, the Ramaskal, Shtei Brecho Sakadaitach. The Gemara thought there's like a brood of fruit. That doesn't make sense. Ein Lashon Zen Nofel, Ela Ba'ofos. This Lashon is only appropriate for birds. Kitzan, Halokeach Peros Shuvach, Mafrech Havrecha Rishona. Like the Mishnah says in Bava Basra. With respect to Peros Shovach, which means literally the fruit of the dovecote, of the birds, Mafrech Havrecha Rishona. So ke'ein shtei brechos, it means like the equivalent of two broods, two growths. She'ein peiros of nigmarim ka'achas, going to einim, like by figs, because the amran gabi kitnios mitoch she'osim prachim, because they don't all grow at the same time. You take a little bit off, and you take a little bit off as you harvest them. Aval ilan she'peiros of nilkatim ke'achad, basal lekitas linam behu. That's Rabbi Nechamia's view. So the Gemara asks. And the Gemara said that they followed Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Yochanan said that Am was knowing to follow Rabbi Nechemya. So the Gemara asked, "Beno Shuach, Mefarish Mimsechas Avodah Zarah, Ta'ani Chivarta," which are white figs. So Shvius Shalahen Shnia. Their halacha of Shvius is their second year of their growth cycle. Shvius Shalahen Nohagas Bishana Shnia Shal Shmita Kin Mefarish Taima. The second year of the Shmita cycle, not the first year, not the seventh year, but the eighth year. Also Shloshanim. Peros hachontim ba b'shvius. If the chanata takes place during shvius itself, ein nigmarim ad shana shniya shel shmita. They don't happen. They're not completely ready until the second year of shmita. V'adam baser chanata az linan v'nagu bu shvius. So meaning it's a 3-year growth cycle. So if it's chanata that takes place during shvius, you have to wait 2 more years. You have to wait till the second year. Actually, it's really a 3-year period. So you have to wait till the second year of shvius, like we've mentioned up until now. So what are you proving from there? If Chanata was during Shvius, we'd follow Chanata. So one of the responses, the Gemara originally, as we said, Rabbi Yochanan was silent. So then Rabbi Yossi HaKohen and Rabbi Abba HaKohen had this whole discussion about why Rabbi Yochanan was silent. So he said, "Va'at amrisli yisura, you're teaching me an Isser? To Asr lemeiz albuhu basa lakita? Anan ayimodiyah to Asr, I would agree that's Asr. Ela denagu kach. I'm just saying they did it. So shavkinu b'tmiya, you could let them do it and not say anything. So the Gemara, no, Rabbi Abba Cohen said, he could have said, I'm talking about Meiser, you're talking about Shvius. So that's why Rabbi Abba Cohen says, im kibla, I'd be surprised if Rabbi Yochanan accepted this kasher of Reish Lakish. V'hai de ishtik mishim de lo yada lo hashiv. He didn't know what to say. Or im lo kibla v'hayde ishtik mishin lo ich basle. Not that he didn't know what to say, but he didn't respond because he thought it was not a good question at all. D'lo dami meister perosa ilan d'rabbanan lachmur ebe kishviyas d'araisa. I don't equate meister perosa ilan d'rabbanan to be machmir bo like shviyas d'araisa. And therefore, Rav Abba Kohen was surprised if in fact Rabbi Yochanan had nothing to say. We'll stop the shiur here.